Have you ever been in the right place at the right time? If you have, you know it. Like if you walk into a grocery store and you're the 100th customer of the day, so confetti goes off and you win a $500 gift card to buy groceries, wouldn't that be awesome? Right place, right time. What about driving through Starbucks and someone buys your drinks? So then you pay it forward and buy the person behind you. And it's a never-ending cycle of giving, and you pray that there isn't a van behind you full of thirsty teenagers. You're the recipient of something good and a blessing that was unexpected. This happens all the time in different ways. And in that moment, you recognize that something bigger is taking place. An opportunity falls in your lap. Maybe a connection or an unexpected circumstance, like missing a flight or a flat tire, leads you to the love of your life or the job of your dreams. Maybe being in the right place at the right time saves someone's life. There are heroic stories of people that were in the right place at the right time to do something that they had been prepared to do all along that makes a difference in that moment. Many may call this luck, or that the stars aligned and led something to happen or someone to cross our path. But I believe it's bigger than that. I trust God orders my steps and leads me in the way I should go. So I look to the one that made the stars, put breath in my lungs, and set this earth on its axis perfectly. He leads me to the right place at the right time. There's an amazing story of how God did the same thing with a man named Philip. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, the gospel is beginning to spread into the world as a result of persecution and the church scattering. It's in the middle of this early church history that we hear about the angel of the Lord speaking to an evangelist by the name of Philip. The angel tells him to go south from Jerusalem to Gaza along a desert road. Philip didn't ask questions, he simply obeyed. A eunuch from Ethiopia, a high-ranking official of the Queen of Ethiopians, was traveling by chariot along the same road. God tells Philip, "Go run up next to the chariot." Yep, that's right where I want you to be. I try to imagine this scene. Philip takes off running after this chariot to catch up to it, and here's the man reading the book of Isaiah. So, of course, he asks, "Hey, do you understand what you're reading?" The eunuch replies, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Coincidence? Not a chance. Right place, right time. God ordained this moment, and it was no accident that Philip joined this Ethiopian in his chariot along this dry desert road as he was reading about the suffering servant, the prophesied Messiah from Isaiah 53. God put Philip there for that moment to share the gospel of Jesus with that man. And he believed. Acts 8:36. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" He was ready and sold out. God had a plan that day. He put Philip in the right place at the right time, and the man from Ethiopia helped spread the gospel to the world. It's an amazing story. And that's not the end. Something else pretty amazing happens to Philip. Go read more of the story in Acts chapter 8. Are we listening and ready to obey like Philip? God made a way for all to know him. He wants to use us in moments we are given to share the redeeming love and gospel of Jesus. As we listen and obey, God will put us in the right place at the right time so lives can be saved. That's the truth. As you go through your day, wherever you find yourself, even if it happens to be a desert road, there just may be a reason. I'm Lori Klein.